Hello again, members and podcast subscribers. I'm sorry for the delay yet again. I've had terrible trouble with my recording and I'm really hoping that we fix the issue and the sound quality of this video is going to be perfect. But I recorded a whole video yesterday and then a whole request video and the sound was pants. I was devastated. I tried to improve the quality of the video to no end, so today I'm re-recording the video. So maybe it was meant to be, maybe Spirit wanted me to re-record the video, you know, to add maybe an extra inspiring message, I don't know. But here I am again, a day late. I recorded yesterday, but I'm a day late. So what I've done is I've had to change the schedule of my weekly videos because of changes in my schedule. So I'm focusing as much as I can on my channel and my numerology, but I've got a few other things in the pipeline, like some paranormal work, which may get me working more at weekends. So Monday I'm going to be absolutely shattered, and sometimes even working on Monday as well. So I'm moving my schedule to the end of the week. And I did do a recording yesterday on time on Friday 14th, but like I said, the recording was complete washout and I'm having to re-record. So Friday was yesterday, today is Saturday the 15th, but I will try and remember that today's, tomorrow's, next week's, and get my days correct, because I tend to get into what I'm saying and then use the wrong words. So please forgive me. So let's look at the week. So yesterday was Friday the 14th, and this video goes all the way until Thursday next week. And that's how the schedule's going to look at the moment, until I settle the schedule down of what I'm working and what I'm not working. Because, like, I'm in a five pinnacle at the moment, so it's very changeable, very adventurous, quite adaptable, doing new things. And it's kind of a difficulty to stay to a routine in a five pinnacle. And the way my schedule's been going lately, it's been difficult for me to try and stick to any kind of routine, and my weekly videos is of course one of them. So I'm trying to change it to a day like Friday that I'm going to take off in the future to do my business and videos for, so that I can keep going and keep in a flow and stop being late and have all kinds of issues. Anyway, it's Friday the 14th, which was yesterday, until Thursday this week. Let's get going. So as you know, we always start with that universal year, because any epicycle calculations or even anything you add up or take away has got to start with the number of what the universe is throwing us all for the year of 2023. Now we calculate that, of course, by adding the 2 to the 0 to the 2 to the 3, and then we get 7, which means it's a very spiritual, low-key universal year. So this year the universe isn't going to be very much about results or moving forward. It's very much a spiritual assessment year. So it's not a results year, it's not a year of lots of external action or success or achievement. It's actually very personal to the people within. So we got to start with that universal year. So the universal year is 7. To work out the universal month, we add the number for the month, April, to the universal year. So that would be 7 plus 4, which equals 11, reduced down because of the 9-year epicycle, is a 2 universal month. So it's very low-key this month. It's a low-key year, and this month is quite a low-key, friendship-orientated, relationship-driven, sitting and planning and connecting with those close kind of month. So again, it's very congruent with the 7, because the 7 is about self-assessment, and the 2 is about planning and goals and bringing those close in towards you. So it's not, again, it's not a success month. It's not about external achievement in April. The universe is all about relationships and planning and nurturing ideas from March. For the universal day, we add the day number, reduced to a single digit, to the universal month. So yesterday, Friday 14th of April, was a 7 universal day. I added the 7 for the universal year, the 4 for April, and then the 5 for the 14th. 1 plus 4 equals 5. So 7 plus 4 equals 5. No, 7 plus 4 plus 5 equals 16, 1 and 6, 7. So yesterday was a very spiritual day. So again, it was very low key. 7 year, 2 universal month, 7 universal day. Not a day of results yesterday, quite spiritual, quite low key. Whereas today is a bit more, and that might be why I've been had to wait to do my video till today, because today is an 8 universal day of achievement. I guess yesterday I tried to get something done, and the 7 universal days said, nah, not happening. So that didn't happen yesterday. But today, hopefully my sound is righted. This video will sound perfect. And it's an 8 universal day of achievement. So it's maybe today that I will successfully, that the universe will allow me to successfully post this video. Saturday the 15th of April being an 8 universal day of achievement, action, sometimes recognition, getting things done, really achieving goals, showing personal power and individuality, and get up and go to get things done. So then Friday is 7, of course. Saturday is an 8 universal day. Sunday will be asked to wrap things up, so it will be completion, endings, getting things finished. Or you know what, sometimes on a 9 day, people clear out their closets, throw out clothes that they no longer wear, get rid of things that no longer serve them, finish jobs that they've been doing for a while so they can complete and tie up loose ends. Because on Monday, it's a new 1 universal day of new beginnings. So it's quite an exciting universal energy of the 1 on Monday, 2 on Tuesday, of course, which is more low key, Wednesday 3, Thursday 4. But we've got to keep in mind that universal energy is always going to be thrown at you, and it needs to be taken into account. So it's important that you know the universal energy, but your priority is your personal energy. And it's good to link them all together, starting with your long range pinnacle, the energy that you're in, and of course your challenge number, bringing it down to your personal year, and then focusing on your month and your day. So starting with your big picture down. So as I said, at the minute, for me, working out my personal year, my personal month, and my personal day will help you, hopefully, to always be able to calculate yours. But what I do is I always start with that long range pinnacle and thing, realize that I'm in that 5 energy of change, non-routine, and I'm really feeling the energy of not wanting to do the same thing every day, not wanting to do what I did before, to expand, to bring a bit of change to my life. And that feeling came on cue. And it really, I know, had nothing to do with me knowing, because I wasn't really consciously thinking about it at the time, that my pinnacle, my 4 pinnacles started this year, and it's a 5. And I've really felt the change in the energy from the 9 that was before. Before, I was starting things and not finishing things. There was a lot of startings and endings in my 9 pinnacle. But 5 is, this is still not a stable pinnacle. It's not going to be something where security is going to be a big thing in my life. It's going to be more exciting. It's going to be more adventurous, but it's changeable, and I've got to be adaptable. And I'm in a challenge 3 where sometimes I can struggle maybe with my emotional feelings, my emotional control, and thinking about how I express myself to others and whether I'm focused and engaged. And it's quite a scattered energy, so I've got to make sure I'm focused. And of course, because I'm in a 5 pinnacle, I do tend to take on too much and do too many things, which then squashes up my schedule. And that is something that I'm working on. Well, I'm a life path 7 as well, so that double scatteration tends to run through my life. So I keep in mind that I'm in a pinnacle 5 challenge 3. Then I calculate the universal year by knowing that it's 7, the universal year, and then adding my day of birth and my month of birth, reduced to a single digit, to the universal year. So I was born on the 29th of October. So the 2 and the 9 adds to an 11. Got to keep adding those down to a 2. So my day number is 2. I was born in October, which is the 10th month, reducing to a 1. And I add then the 2 plus the 1 to the 7 universal year. And that puts me in a 1 personal year of new beginnings. And wow, has there been a lot of new beginnings already manifesting. So it's a very high energy 5 pinnacle and a very high energy 1 personal year. Very dynamic, very changeable, especially this year, lots of new beginnings, new adventurers. So it's going to be an exciting year, but lots of change and lots of instability, but lots of new beginnings. And I'm going to need to initiate and manifest and express who I am as an individual in this personal year. My personal month for April, I add the 4 for April to the 1 personal year, and that gives me a 5 personal month, which again is a very dynamic number in April. So changeable, non-routine, adapting to change and unexpected events. Add to that, so you've got the 5 pinnacle background with the challenge 3, the 1 personal year, the 5 personal month in April. So it's not going to be a stable month for me personally, and I'm prioritizing these energies, remember, and taking the universal energies into account every day and every month. So the universal energies are very low key, the 7, the 2, and my energies are very up there, dynamic and changeable and new beginnings. So I've got to see how my energy is gonna cope with the sluggish nature of the universe this year. So I'm in a 5 personal month, and that's like a double 5 for me. So April, it's going to be exciting, and I'm going to have to adapt and deal with change. So hence the nightmare of sound problems and not being able to stay to schedules no matter how hard I try. So for example, so for the personal day, then we've got to add the day number reduced to a single digit to my 5 personal month. So yesterday, Friday the 14th of April, I was in a 1 personal day. So there were some new beginnings yesterday and some dates put forward to me, some new opportunities, which were great. And then, of course, today is more of a 2 personal day, but the universal day is 8. So I can feel that, you know, the universe has got a lot for me today, but my 2 energy is not really down with it today. But I've got to try and put my 2 energy first, but take into account the universal 8 energy. So, Mr. H, you're in that 4 pinnacle, remember. So your background energy is work, routine, achieving your goals, bringing yourself and your family security, safety and stability. That's your background energy and what you're working on all the way up to 2026. Your challenge energy is still that 1, which can give you confidence issues and self-belief issues. But you've got to remember that validation from others means nothing. It's up to you to make your own intuitive decisions and be confident in that. And I know that's easy to say than easy to do, but your energy at the minute is your own security, your own family, your own job and your secure career. So it can get quite day-to-day routine drudgery, but at the end of the day you're building a stable base for yourself until 2026, so that from 2026 onwards you can frolic in your 7 energy of spirituality and inner development, because that's your background energy from 2026 onwards. But let's keep it current. So your background energy is 4 with a confidence issue or a naysayer issue. But you were born on the 21st of May, which puts you in a 6 personal year of family and security and peace. So you've got 2 very peaceful, secure, grounded numbers there. So your background energy is that peaceful, secure energy. And this year, you're very much in the energy of peace and security and family events. Family events where, you know, new situations, marriages, hatches, dispatches, events, christenings, you know, changes within the family or even the wider community network. adding to that in April, you're in a one personal month. So I'm thinking numerology is going to say there's going to be some new beginnings within your home and family, within your secure network, within your family and community. There's going to be some new events and new opportunities coming up. So marriages, new babies, you know, new relationships, more commitment. Buying a home, selling a home, very much about your home and hearth and security, especially adding with that Pinnacle 4. Yesterday though, because please let this video sound be good. So yesterday, Friday the 14th of April, was a six personal day. So you were in that double six energy yesterday. So it was about family and community, all linked back to your inner stability, your career, your business, your home. Your home and hearth is very much your thing at the moment. And yesterday, the energy of the six complemented that energy. Mr. I, as ever, you're in that two pinnacles. So your background energy is family, community, those close and serving those around you. That's developing close relationships, assessing the needs of others. There's a strong need for you to be intuitive, not only intuitive for your relationships to help you understand others and where other people are coming from, but also for you to have that inner compass, that self-belief that's given yourself the kudos to make decisions and be confident in those decisions without it being something you worry about or without taking on the opinions of others that may or may not know what they're talking about. At the end of the day, it's about inner trust and then being able to help others with that using your intuition. So it's very much about those close to you, your family, your community, those that work with you within your team. It's your inner circle that you're focused on, and you're focused on that until 2034, because your second that you're in now and your third pinnacle is the two. So you're all around, all about the people around you, serving the people around you, helping the people around you, and connecting intuitively to understand the people around you. But at the moment you're in a challenge five where you struggle with instability. You might feel that you're argumentative, and you might be a bit of a drama queen at the minute, struggling to be harmonious with others. You might feel a bit uptight and fed up at the moment, and it causes you to have little niggly conflicts with others. And it's really important that your background energy, that you're understanding and stepping into the shoes of others so that you can understand where they're coming from as well. So it'll help you relate to others on a deeper level. And that's for your two pinnacle. And you're in that two pinnacle challenge five until 2025. So a couple more years of this epicycle to go. So the energy, your background energy is relationships and trying to manage and understand others intuitively and with your feelings. But you were born on the 26th of October, putting you in a very spiritual seven personal year. So you, again, are quite low key. It's the two energy of relationships and people, which is your big picture background. And then this year, your seven personal year, you're going to be developing yourself a bit more. And that can only help you to understand others, because understanding yourself really does assist with helping you to understand where others are coming from, which is really good for your pinnacle too. So lots of self-discovery and self-understanding this year. And then think about the people around you and how, you know, you may have judged, or they may have judged you for personality types or for weaknesses or situations that are just part of your path to achieve. And instead of maybe judging each other, you maybe understand each other like you understand yourself, understand their weaknesses, and try and stand in their shoes using your self-knowledge and wisdom that you've built up to help you do that. April as well is a two personal month, very low key, very relationship orientated. So for the whole of this year, you're about self-discovery and self-assessment. And this year, you're about applying that intuition intuition and self-assessment to your close relationships and community, and that's for the whole of the month of April. But yesterday, Friday the 14th of April, you were in a seven personal day again, so it's the same energy as the universe, because you're lucky like that. So you were in a double seven energy with the low key two. So self-discovery, understanding others and relationship development is your thing, especially on Friday, the self-discovery, because that's your personal energy and you've got to try and prioritize that and help it work with whatever the universal energy is on Friday, which is a seven for you. That's good, Mr. I, because your energy always corresponds. The energy always throws you the energy that you need for your personal day, so it's much easier for you. Mr. H, however, you're in a six personal day, another low-key energy, but it's about helping others. Whereas the universal energy might throw you energy about being on your own, make you give you time and want you to be introspective, to contemplate, to engage in quiet activities, free from outside responsibility, family or job pressures. Time to yourself to meditate, rely on your intuition and teach them right. And the universe is going to be pushing you to spend that time on your own. But you're in an eight, you're in a six personal day, which is about helping others, your family and your community, and it's about family events. So you might want to leave the introspection and the time on your own until Saturday, because that's when you have your seven personal day. So take into account that you're all about family and your personal energy today, but you might have opportunities thrown your way for you. The universe might get in the way and step in and give you more time on your own, when actually you should be around your family and your community. So remember to focus on that personal energy for yes. Well, I hope you did yesterday, because I did try and record this yesterday, I promise. Which way am I going here? Am I going the wrong way? I am. Saturday the 15th of April, today the universe is saying achieve, get things done, and I'm feeling the heaviness of the action energy today. But as you know, my personal energy is a bit meh today, so I'm not sure how well I'm going to be able to get up and at them. But the universe is pushing ideas to come to fruition today, ultimate action, accomplishment. It's a day where you're meant to be pushing forward your personal power and showing your talents and abilities in a non-arrogant way, and showing your available energy and what you can do for maximum effect and impact for others. It's conducive for business success, work, goal achievement, money management, approaching things in a business manner, that's today. Efficiency, practicality and executive ability, advancement, achievement, improvement. It's a practical day. It's not a day to live on dreams. It's a day to get things done in a practical manner. You might deal with your money issues today, or the universe is going to push you to do that. And you've got to make sure you're taking those rest breaks from the high energy of action so that you don't exhaust yourself too much on Saturday. But remember, you've got to keep that personal energy in account. And Mr. H, you're in a seven personal day today. So you've got to be careful that you don't let the gunshot actions of Saturday today really get in the way of your sevenness. Take that time out. Watch this video. Sit in a tree in nature. Spend time alone, contemplating, researching as much as you can, because you're in that seven personal day. And whatever the universe might throw you today, remember, you can keep that till tomorrow. You don't have to hold it in your energy today just because the universe demands it. Always put your personal energy of your seven first. For you, the quote, I'm going to save it until tomorrow, is extremely conducive for you, because you're that day behind in the universal energy. So it means that, of course, that the universal energy is a bit ahead of you. And sometimes you've got to hold that universal energy there and hold it till tomorrow. You know what I mean. So because Today you're in a seven energy, and prioritize that seven energy today. Mr. I, you're going to have an exhausting day probably today, being here, there and everywhere, achieving your goals, getting things done. But it's all going to be part of your two background energy, remember. It's probably going to be to do with your family, your relationships, those close. Maybe you'll heal a lot of people today. Maybe you'll help a lot of people in your community and family today. But it is an action, action, action kind of day for you as Mr. I. Sunday, the universe is going to want you to expand, grow, change. They want you to have finished, tied up loose ends and ended situations that no longer serving you, so that you can expand and grow and try new things. Leave behind anything that has become an obstacle, release upset grudges that are stopping you from moving forward. It's not a time for fighting endings. Sometimes things have got to end, and on Sunday there's going to be some subtle endings on Sunday, because it's a nine universal day, and that's what the universe is going to throw to you. And it's a day, it's important that you don't take anything with you on Sunday that won't serve you on the one universal day on Monday. Don't start anything new on Sunday. The universe won't be conducive for it, and it may end prematurely. You may experience a bit of drama and a bit of emotion today because of all those endings. You know, sometimes it's an end of an era for someone, or you change something, it can upset the apple cart a little bit. Mr. H, you're going to be working hard on Sunday because you're going to be dealing with all the things that the universe threw at you yesterday that you couldn't deal with because you were in a seven energy. So you're dealing with all the opportunities and the goals and the emails and the phone calls that were thrown at you yesterday by the universe, because Sunday is your day of action. You know, traditionally it's seen as a relaxing day, but that depends on the energy of the day. You know, there's no schedule like that in spirit, and Sunday is more of a work day for you, an achievement and a recognition kind of day on Sunday. And of course, Mr. I, you're going to be basking in that energy of the nine. You might be getting things done, clearing out your cupboards, finishing things that you've meant to finish for ages. And just get ready for a brand new day on Monday, which is the universal one energy, which is most conducive for you, Mr. I, because it's, you know, you're in a one personal energy on Monday as well. So Monday 17th, it's a one universal day. So remember, the energy of the background, the seven is quite low key, the universal year. Then you've got the two universal month, again low key. So it's going to be a new beginning on Monday. It's a one universal day, which is a bit more high energy than maybe the rest of the month. So it's going to be like a high energy day within a low energy month. So it might be a new beginning within your family, within your community, a new beginning when it comes to the people in your life and how you react to that. So the one universal day is about stressing who you are, your individuality, and being not arrogant, just proud of who you are as an individual. It's a day on Monday to begin ventures, clarify your goals, get going ASAP, break free from current conditions, express courage, assertiveness and confidence, seek new opportunities and take advantage of them. Maybe take a couple of intuitive risks. It's not a day to be impulsive though. You've got to study your options carefully and assess your intuitive voice within. But it is a day to broaden your interests, do new things. It's a high energy time to act. It may be quite hard work and high energy today, so it's important that you take a rest, especially at the end of the day, to be able to cope with the energy depletion of Monday. But your independence will be emphasized, and you know, you might push people away on Monday and try and do everything yourself. But Mr. H, you're tying up loose ends. Remember, you're a day behind, so you're tying up loose ends and getting things done. So it's a situation where you might wanna hold any new opportunities or new situations until you're ready to deal with it on Tuesday, because you're about endings at the minute and the universe is saying, let's start something new. So make sure you focus on your endings first. Make sure you wrap things up, get things finished, tied up, loose ends done before you get on with the excitement of the one energy. I know it's more exciting to just feed straight into the universal one energy, but you mustn't forget your personal energy of wrapping things up, getting things done, and, you know, getting the more boring stuff completed and tied up and done, and the more dramatic emotional stuff finished before you try and move on to your new day. Mr. I, Monday's going to be a high energy new beginnings day for you. And again, it might be exhausting for you, but make sure you take that time away. And I think it's going to be, so Mr. H, you're in both of you are in very family energies, very close to you energies. So your new beginnings are going to be inside your home and hearth or within your close relationships, whatever new beginnings they may be. Tuesday, very low key, same as the universal month energy. So the universe isn't going to throw you much in the way of results on Tuesday. It's a day to nurture new beginnings from yesterday. Wait while ventures from yesterday slowly develop. A day for planning and plans to mature. Staying in the background, waiting for developments to happen. It's not a day for pushing things forward. No action is necessary. Forced actions won't be so constructive on Tuesday. And any aggressive forced action will cause problems. You may end up actually giving time and effort to help other people in another person's work or another person's well-being. So it's a day for you to prepare for delays, detours, stoppages, and patience is very much needed on Tuesday because it's a double two energy with a seven background energy. So action and achievement is not the word du jour, especially on Tuesday and this month. Work with others cooperatively, be tactful, considerate, emphasize harmony and manage your emotions today so that you can really, really step into the shoes of others and understand other people. Mr. H, you know, the universe is going to throw your close in relationships at you, but you've really got to focus on your new beginnings on Tuesday. So you might need to be a bit selfish on Tuesday, Mr. H, because it's your personal day of new beginnings, new opportunities, and asserting your individuality and independence as a person. So the universe may want you to be socializing with those close. You know, people might try and make demands of your time, but really Tuesday is your day. Don't feel it's selfish. It's your day of stressing who you are, starting new things, and, you know, ask your family, your friends, if they can wait till tomorrow. Remember, that's your word du jour. Please wait till tomorrow, because on Tuesday you're in that one day of new beginnings, and it's going to be all about your personal energy on Tuesday. Wednesday, action, socializing. So again, Mr. H, your personal energy is going to pull you, your personal energy is going to pull you towards people close, which is what you've got to prioritize. But then the universe is going to want you to meet people that aren't so close. It's a light-hearted day, the universal three on Wednesday, with opportunities to expand, develop, experience hedonistic pleasure and fun, express the joy of living, approach new experience with joy, enjoy an active social life with friends and those maybe that aren't in your inner circle, more your people that you go out and have fun with. No responsibilities on Wednesday. You're less about what you've got to do or what you should do. And you've got to be careful that you don't do anything irresponsible or capricious on Wednesday, because romantic opportunities and all kinds of naughty fun things will be on offer, and it will be up to you to deal with that energy. And of course, you've got to think about your personal energy as well. So the universal day on Wednesday, the three might, you know, you'll have fun, but you might not be all that responsible, and you might sort of think, oh no, what did I do, if you're not careful, because you've got to think before you act on Wednesday. Use your intuition, imagination, inspiration. Take care to handle your emotions well and not wasting your energy on social drama, self-indulgence and extravagance, because that will just impede your progress and ultimately exhaust you, because tomorrow you're got a working day and you don't want to, well, the energy is going to want you to work tomorrow, so it's not going to be a day where you want to exhaust yourself. And Mr. H, you are in a two energy of those close. So you're about staying around those that are close to you, building your close relationships and helping those around you. So you may need again to save those social invites until Thursday, because your day on Wednesday is all about the people around you, those that are close to you. So again, it's a wait till tomorrow energy kind of day. Thursday for Universal Day, it's going to be push us to work hard, be a bit more bored, deal with routine, focus, concentrate, work hard, strengthen any fun areas and put rules and procedures to them, deal with the detail, order everything, tidy up, clean up, get ready for growth and expansion tomorrow basically. Proceed in a practical, rational manner. It's quite a get things done, goal achievement kind of universal energy. And it's not the kind of universal energy that's going to let you have a rest day. It's going to keep giving you opportunities and thoughts and situations where you need to get things done on Thursday, meet your obligations, not be lazy basically. You won't feel that progress is fast on Thursday, and it might frustrate you a little bit, but you know, it is still moving forward even though you may feel that it isn't. So the universal energy is going to be a bit hard on you, so you've got to make sure you add some rest and play to Thursday, especially you, Mr. H, because you are in your three energy on Thursday of rest and play and making sure you're not irresponsible. It's a day for joy and fun and not doing your routine tasks, not getting things done that the universe may demand of you. So Thursday, you might need to save Thursday till tomorrow as well, because on Thursday, you're not in a day, you're not, your personal energy won't be about work. It will be about socializing, expanding, doing new things, having fun, experiencing the joy of life, and just ensuring that you're not too irresponsible about it. And maybe you'll have to save the actions and demands of the universe on Thursday. Again, save it till tomorrow, Mr. H. Mr. I, you're going to have a busy day of goal achievement, getting things done. It might not be the funnest day, but you know, you'll get some goal achieved and get some things done ready for you to do some more fun things on Friday. So that's the week from yesterday until Thursday this week. Hopefully my sound quality will be improved in future. And I don't want you to forget the three strong seven energy days, Saturday the 9th of September, Monday 18th of September, Wednesday the 27th of September, because they are the triple seven energy days. And you might want to take those days off or go on a spiritual retreat, or you may not want to plan for them at all. You may just want to see how the day treats you and how your personal energy works with it. Because, you know, Mr. H, you're going to be in a six energy. Mr. I, you're going to be in that seven energy too. So I'd love to see how that is going to affect you on those three dates in September. So I'm doing a beginner's book at the moment for those that are just starting in numerology, but you know, I've got two books out already. My feedback says they're more for advanced numerologists, people that already have a background knowledge. So if you've got a knowledge of numerology already, then my books are on Amazon that you can really learn to start blending the numbers. But I'm bringing out a motivations book as part of this trilogy, which again is quite an advanced book. But before that, I think I'm going to bring out my beginner's book, so that if you don't have much of a background in numerology, it's going to help ease you into these two books that I already have out on Amazon. And if you want me to let you know when the book is done and when it's ready, I will, and you just got to ask. So if you have a good grounding in numerology and you'd like to read about how the numbers blend together, then look for my books on Amazon, Katie Ewers, Y-O-U-E-R-S. If you search for that name, my books will come straight up, because no one else has got that name on earth. So it's K-A-T-I-E Y-O-U-E-R-S, put that into Amazon and both my books will come up. And remember, they're for people that have got quite a grounding in numerology already. But if you want to email me, katie@soulexplorer.net, and remember, I'm on social media, Facebook as Soul Explorer Numerology, Instagram as Soul Explorer Kate, and LinkedIn as Katie Ewers, Y-O-U-E-R-S, and on Twitter as Soul Explorer Numerology. So if you haven't already, connect with me on social media. And we need to talk too. Mr. I, we need to meet up and have a chat about how you're going at the moment. I'm going to send you another email and see if I can get hold of you. Mr. H, hope to speak to you next week. That would be good. So see you soon.